thus causing concern among Florida ranchers and prompting U.S. researchers to look for preventions and a cure. Now, deer infected with the disease lose their appetite and their fear of people. They grow weak, show excessive salivation, nasal discharge, and bleeding from the skin. One of the most common characteristics of deer with the chronic form of hemorrhagic disease is the breaking of the hooves, which cause them to become lame. It has similar effects on cattle, which worries many, with the state's cattle and dairy industries maintaining more than 1 million head of cows combined, generating $1.4 billion in revenue and employing more than 25,000 people. Florida has nearly 400 deer farms and hunting preserves that breed deer and provide meat plus hunting opportunities to residents and visiting hunters. So researchers are now going through fact-finding so they can begin to map hot spots of the disease and characterize the virus throughout Florida. It is a critical first step towards their ultimate goal of predicting and preventing the disease.